Illinois Jacquette has spent his life playing jazz, but his honking tenor saxophone solos inspired many rhythm and blues players. Jacquette's jazz career dates back to his early childhood when he sang and danced in his father's big bands. In the 1940s, he played in bands led by Lionel Hampton, Cab Calloway, and Count Basie, and played in the Jazz at the Philharmonic tours. After several decades of performing in small groups, Jacquette wanted to play in a big band again. So in 1983, he formed his own, encouraged by the success of a student big band he formed at Harvard, where he was an artist in residence. When I spoke with Jacquette a few months ago, his big band had just released a new album. It was his first American release in 19 years. When you were putting together your big band, what configuration of horns and saxophones did you know you want, and what kind of thought went into that, deciding how many of each there'd be?
Well, see, I knew what I wanted before I even organized the band. I knew how it should sound, and five saxophones, which Count Basie had when I was in the band, and four trumpets, and three or four trombones, and a full rhythm section with piano, bass, and drums. And so I knew all about what a big band should be. I like harmony. I like trombones. I like trumpets. I like saxophones. I like rhythm sections.
And good arrangements.
And the best arrangements, you know. And that, you can do a lot. You can play soft and whisper with a big band, because you can have arrangements that are so beautiful until you forget about how the size of the band.
Well, let me give an example of what you're talking about. On the new record, you have a beautiful version of More Than You Know, and it's you play beautifully on that with the band behind you. Ask you some things about your past. Your grandfather was a musician, and you sang and danced in your father's big band. How did your father feel about bringing you into clubs when you were just a child and exposing you to alcohol and to the club scene? Was he at all uncomfortable about that?
No, not at all. My mother and father, they loved music, and all three of my brothers played music. All my two sisters sang and danced. And I was the baby, and wherever they went, I went. And they knew that I had the talent. They knew I was going to do something. So there was no stopping me from doing anything.
After high school, you moved to Los Angeles, and you hooked up with Lionel Hampton there. You were introduced to Hampton by Nat Cole?
Yes. He jammed with the King Cole Trio, and I was as an invited guest along with him. And that's when I met him, and he heard me, and we really had a jam session that, you know, Hamp loves to play, and that everybody just loves to play, and I love to play. So we played, and he called me over and asked me what I'd like to join his band. He was forming a band. So he asked me would I mind switching from the alto saxophone to the tenor saxophone.
Why did he want you to switch?
Well, he figured that the style that I was doing on the alto saxophone, if I would play it on the tenor, it would be more effective for his band. And I had to think about that. That was quite a decision to make. But if I wanted to join a named band, this was my chance, and that's why I switched.
So what was it like the first time you picked up the tenor saxophone?
Well, the first time I picked up the tenor saxophone, I sounded like Lester Young, because that's what I heard out of that horn. And I kept playing different styles of Coleman Hawkins a little here, and a little bit of Don Byers, Ben Webster, and some of the greats. You know, I always listen to the musicians, you know, the ones that really can play, you know, and that's, they are your greatest teachers when you're learning how to play. So I could play like all the greats, but I had no style of my own, see, and you have to create something for your own if you want to last in this business. So when we got ready to record, to make my first record, now I was in trouble, see, because now what I'm going to do for myself, I had to talk to myself, and that was the trap that I was in. And Marshall Rawl, who was the first saxophone player in my Hampton band, a great musician and a great saxophonist, he knew that I could play like everybody. And just as I got up to go to the mic, he whispered in my ear, say, "Go for yourself." I said, "Go for myself." And as I was walking up to the microphone, that's when I created this solo on Flying Home, May the 26th, 1942, on Decca Records.
Age 19 when you made that record.
Yes.
How did your recording of Flying Home change your life? People started noticing you.
Well, no one could follow that song when we played. None of the acts could come on behind that. The show was over every night. I remember when engagement we played at the Golden Gate Theater, and the people got so carried away with this solo until you could see the balcony about to cave in from the stage. You could see it. It created excitement that you could never believe. You'd have to be there and be playing it to realize what was happening. And it was all me. And it just changed my whole life into knowing and gave me the confidence that I had to take care of myself, and I had to really continue to do things in music that I'd never believed that I could do.
You've played with a lot of great band leaders. You've played with Lionel Hampton, Count Basie, with Cab Calloway. You grew up playing with your father. What kind of band leader are you? And have you taken any of your cues from the band leaders who you've played with?
Yes. Well, in my father's band, the discipline was there. And I learned that from him, that timing was very essential, that without time, without making time, you're going to play like that. And when I joined the Hampton Band, I learned about the excitement, that the showmanship that Hampton, he's a great showman along with his talent. And when I joined the Cavs Band, I learned how to discipline yourself, to dress. Cap was one of the best dressed leaders that you could want to see on stage. He had special clothes and special shoes, and it was everything out there. And I learned from that. When I joined the Count Basie band, I learned the discipline of calling a set. Programming your music, take a big band and make it whisper, so when you came to the excitement, it would be an explosion of music. So I mold all that into my being in front of my big band, and I am so happy to be in front of this band. I've never been as happy as I am now.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.